listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum. One time.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Some poor dude just had his aces cracked by 5-6 off. Now he is smashing up his laptop. Maybe he should have signed up to eatmystack.co.uk and posted in the BBV section. Visit eatmystack.co.uk to ease the pain.
Baz finished third in PokerStars World Championship of Online Poker Event 1 and won over $87,000, of which over $50,000 was paid out to his backers. He won Full Tilt Online Poker Series Event 4 for over $48,000, returning over $20,000 to his backers. Are you a winning player and looking for backers to help you move up to the next level? Or perhaps you simply want to buy a piece of the action? Stakershark.com, the UK's top poker staking community.
At PokerFreeRollWorld.com, all our games are free. That's right, 100% free. No need to deposit, so you can play risk-free. Only free poker at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. Sign up today at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. It's free.
You're listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum.
Some big forums, some small forums. Everyone's got on well, the spirit's been good. Lots of good alcohol drunk last night, so we've got a bit rowdy towards the end. We're looking forward to a good day today. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll repeat it. At the moment it's a one-off, and we're going to see how successful this was, because obviously it's the first one we've done. But I think it proves to be a success today, and I think we'll do another one next year.
Yeah, well, I was talking to Dave yesterday, and most of the players are here playing in other festivals like the Virgin, so we all know one another now. I think from that Virgin Festival we had a forum challenge, which has always gone down well, and it's always just been a sort of daft add-on that we
in London, wherever else it might be, which is limited by that. And I think one of the things about the development of iPad is obviously we're at the end of our second season now, people think. We've done about 15 events. And this is the first time we've done something rather than just a standard national championship. And then we've got, I think, at the end of August, we've got Stud, Raz, and Omaha championships to go with the Holden. And then we've got a Pro-Am, where the pros are going to be playing 300 and the amateurs are going to be playing 75, with a World Series stakes to the winners. There's all sorts of more inventive ways of running championships that we're trying to come up with for members. Just to give someone a little bit of a different experience, really, than turning up, you know, having a standard no-limit tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that's much appreciated. I think, well, you can see, I mean, I've done a lot of the APAC events, and I know there's a few that my stackers have done the APAC events, and I think the people that do them really appreciate it. You know, the format, I mean, you know, it's a reasonable buy-in for all.
Registration fee, which irrespective to us what the buy-in is, there's absolutely no feedback from the players at all. They want it higher or lower. As I said, the Pro-Am, which is coming up, is going to have a higher buy-in for the professionals. You know, one of the big things at the start was, well, what was an amateur? What is an amateur? What is that mean? negotiation side of it, which we're about to have a good bit of publicity about with the committee being formed. It's going to have professionals on the committee. It's going to have industry representatives on the committee. And it's going to have players on the committee, amateur players on the committee. And the idea behind that is that if people from your forum or other forums, if they're APAT members, if it's something that bugs them, then they're now going to have a voice to get into the people at the Grove and the Gala and the Stanleys and say, we don't like this, through the committee and say, we'd like to see these competitions on, or your competitions start too late, or the rules are wrong, and we'd like standardised rules. It's not that you go to each different venue in the UK, and you get a different set of rules. So if you're used to playing on the internet, where the rules are pretty easy for where do you click and when do I click it? It's quite different to come to a Gala or a Grove and find out that the rules in some situations are quite different. That's probably something you've got to have to change.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, we've found many members that have come to the live events that, you know, they don't know. And the thing that we would think of is the people that play live, you know, it comes to second nature.
Yeah, standard things like string phase, where you can't say, I'll call and raise you because it goes as a call. You know, these things you don't have to worry about on the internet.
And then we've got the cash players that can't stand playing it in the live thing because, you know, it takes too long. Hands an hour or something, you know. I get really chewed about that.
That's true.
It's been a great event. It's been a great event. I think this afternoon, you just never know. We've never seen. I've been to a few finals.
Visual check.
Stakes will go in all that. It's together.
It's completely. He's gone beat by a couple of papers before.
Yeah.
A couple of final tables, I think.
Through the final table. He's had a 12th. Yesterday, I felt quite confident he could win it. But you never know with Steve. Let's see what he feels like when he walks to the door.
Well, the one to go to before was Rick Osmus. He's just saying he's won one. And he's just got back from Vegas. He's saying he's attacking to one of our talented young players. As I said, it's quite a good field game match. It should be pretty good.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be an excellent afternoon's entertainment, shall we say.
Sometime.
Right, thanks very much, Richard.
All the best, Charles.
Yeah, and all the best to you. Thanks very much, Steve.
Hi,
we've got
Jonathan Rankin from Blues Run.
He's been the tournament director for the APC Forum Championship.
Right, why should I be more of a host, actually, than the tournament director here? My usual job is running the program UK Poker Tour, but come on here today and yesterday as Blues Run's representative, just to oversee things, see how it's all going. By the way, the staff will keep sitting here and watch what's running through. I think it's gone really well. I think the main thing to say about this is that the 200 players here and all the supporters on the rail has just contributed to a great atmosphere and a great team spirit. It's just really good to see, you know, whenever you have breaks, everyone's in huddle and have teams, you know, discussing what's going on and great intermingling as well with the other teams too. I think it's great for the competition, for these forums and these websites to be able to play off their best players against the others.
I think we've got the unofficial champions for the E team event.
It's actually more or less official now because we will be announcing it when we go winners of the APAT UK Team Championship 2008. Will be Bristol and South West Mesa. We take it up to that prize. They can't be caught. They've won it. Now it's all about the individual prizes. And the chip leader going into the final is Steve Tolbert from EatMyStack. And indeed, just behind him with 318,000 Richard off with something. Shay Jair in second place. We also have Ross Johnson from Brooklyn Player on 309,000. And then not further far behind the road, but Buckman from the Bristol side has made some match and awards the loser for Bull Square on the betting market. And it cost us £6,000 every win this year. Paul Smith from Bristol Southwest is also the second player from their team on 232,000. We've got Dale Layton from the UK Poker Live on 191,000. Mary Martin from Race River on 167,000. Andrew Bailey from Capture on 137,000. Completing our final table then. We have Nathan Samuel from UK Football Fans on 91,000. It's going to be a great final. I'm looking forward to it.
The winner's got Barney's. He got the cash that's left in the tournament, but he also gets I believe in energy.
He gets energy UK PT, £1,000 event. Of this year's our choice later in the year.
That's going to be interesting.
The winning team also gets £1,000 from Blue Square.
Really?
On top of
high skill and also quite hard. I stopped that work out of eight. So I shipped it in and had the guy fall basically.
She was an absolute car range.
We'll be right back.